and tomorrow. Low humidity holding on, making things feel less hot than otherwise 90 would. 60s for the dew point temperatures, allowing temps to drop again somewhat comfortably to 60s and 70s for the morning again on Wednesday. Wednesday sunshine returns all day mostly with a high to the upper 80s. By Thursday, may see an isolated pop-up thunderstorm with partly cloudy skies, and it should be going to a high of upper 80s to near 90. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come celebrate community at the West Bank Heritage Festival, September 23rd and 24th, 12 noon to 9 p.m. at the Ilario Center, West Wego. Performances from K. Michelle, Juvenile, Choppa, Cupid, Brassaholics, and more. Get inspired to the Gospel Explosion Sunday, September 24th, with performances from national gospel artists and local choirs. Support vendors along the Best Bank Boulevard, presented by Priority Health. Admission is free. Complete lineup at WestBankHeritageFest.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter Stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival Stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit thebluesberryfest.com for details.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Monday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Of course, we're on the Mixler app. Make sure you download that if you haven't done so already. And hope everybody had a great weekend. We got a little reprieve from all of the humidity yesterday, so that was nice. And it was nice to be able to get outside, you know. I think I spent the whole month of August in the air conditioning. And rightfully so, because it was just unbearable. It really was. And I know I'm speaking to the choir on all of that. But, yeah, it was nice. I was able to get out and barbecue and smoked a pork butt and watch some football. Watched a lot of football, actually. So, ended up watching the Barbie movie also. But it was okay. It wasn't what I expected it to be, and I guess that was okay. It was a little more adult orientated than I thought it was, than what I thought it was going to be, but it was okay. Nothing to write home about, you know, it is what it is. But overall, good weekend, nice weather, some good food and football, so you can't really go wrong with any of that. So, you know, and I want to talk a little bit, and we're going to have Sarah on probably next week to talk more about this, either next week or the week after, probably next week. However, Sarah from the Bluesberry Festival in Covington, it'll be happening on October 7th. Starts at 11:30 in the morning, goes all the way until 9 o'clock at Bogafalia Park in Covington. And you can get your tickets. They're available at thebluesberryfest.com. And general admission is $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under will get in free. And it's going to take place whether it's rain or shine. So you can just bring an umbrella. It may rain, who knows? But either way, I went last year. It was a really good festival. Really enjoyed it. They have got another great lineup again this year. Kevin and the Blues Groovers will kick it off on that Saturday, October 7th, and they'll be going on stage at 12:30. Then the Big 50 will be on at 2. Allie Venable Band will play at 3:30. Mike Zito will take the stage at 5:30, and then the headliner being the Band of Heathens. And if you haven't seen or heard Band of Heathens, you are missing out. I highly recommend going and checking them out. And it's such a cool park and a great atmosphere to have something like this. Such a beautiful park. Really enjoyed it last year. And they actually have 3 stages. And who else do they got? On the Reminding River Revival stage, Brian Umphenor and Hunter Bolfo Acoustic, Remnant 23, Living Worship, John Finch and the Reminding will all be on that stage. In the Ozone Songwriter stage, have Daryl Galatis, Doug Stepanek, Claire Keller, Cole Hill, Chris Vincent with Paul Faith. Cole Hill will be with Taylor Mrosky as well. So tons of music and tons of food. It's a great time. It really is. And free parking is available throughout downtown Covington. And, of course, the Gold Coast Bank Trolley will also be shuttling patrons from the designated parking area at the St. Tammany Justice Center and taking you to the festival. That's actually what I did last year, and you know, it was nice. You know, the trolley waits for you, is waiting for you when you come out, and you just hop on it and take you right to your car, and away you go. They'll also have a food truck alley with let's see, Pyre Barbecue, Rustic Press, Roo Chow, Yum Yum, Gimme Some, and Hocus Smocus will also be in the food truck alley. There's a children's village, so make sure you bring your kiddos out to it. And there's a beer and wine experience, and looks like there's the Gallardo Signs Beer Garden, and they'll have locally crafted brews from Abita, and that also includes Abita's blueberry beer, which is brewed exclusively for the festival. And so there you go. If you need more information, make sure you go to thebluesberryfest.com and get those tickets, because it's a great time. We're probably going to have a couple pairs to give away when it gets a little closer to time as well. So maybe you, if you listen in, you'll be able to score yourself a free pair of tickets to go check all of that out. You know, I was reading earlier today, and I'm actually pretty glad for this team, and not only this team, but the fans. I know not a lot of them show up, and that's unfortunate. But reports are coming out that the Tampa Bay Rays have finally gotten a new deal completed for a stadium in St. Petersburg. So good for them. It's going to be a 30,000 seat dome stadium, and it looks like it's set to open in 2028. And with an estimated cost of over $1.2 billion. Wow. And that's good, because, you know, there's been so much talk about the Rays and them possibly moving, even with the corny idea, which I thought was terrible. They was throwing around the idea of them splitting time between Montreal and St. Petersburg. And I just don't understand that at all. And that's probably why it never came to fruition. But the Rays owner Stuart Sternberg told the Tampa Bay Times that the organization is expecting to pay for half or more of the cost of the stadium, and the remainder of the cost will be contributed by the city of St. Petersburg and Pinellas County. So I think it's well-deserved. That stadium that they're in is just awful. Terrible. And it's a shame because they always have a pretty decent team, and they have for quite a while. You know, really the last 15, 16 years, they've always managed to stay relevant, even with a very low payroll. And, you know, maybe getting a new stadium will help boost the attendance and get some folks out there to support this team, because, like I said, they're always in the mix, so no reason not to. And I watched a couple of their games over the summer, and they don't even have the upper deck open. You know, I think they're only I think they're only running with like 20,000 seating capacity, 20-25, something like that. So something like this will be nice, and I'm sure that even though it being a dome stadium, it'll probably have a retractable roof. And you know, I know it's probably like it is here in Tampa. It gets ridiculously hot and humid during the summertime, so you know, you're going to need to have that dome. But at the same time, what they've been dealing with you know, catwalks being in play, the roof being in play, you know, all that is just it's silly. And I'm glad to see that they are they're getting what they deserve there in St. Petersburg. So, all right, well, let's take a break, and when we come back, of course, there's Saints football tonight, so we're going to talk about the Saints and the Panthers game that'll be happening at 6:15 tonight, not 7:15. So make sure you're tuned in at 6:15. It's got an early start because there's two games on Monday Night Football tonight. So we'll talk about that when we get back, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference.
WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader?
Right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And so tonight, I said right before we went to break that it's a little different of a start time for a Monday night game. It's a little earlier, so don't forget tonight. The game starts at 6:15. It'll be on ESPN, and I believe ESPN2 as well. And locally, it'll be on WDSU, NBC. It'll be on NBC tonight, so... which is always strange to me. I never understood locally why it doesn't play on ABC. But I guess with tonight, specifically, the Browns and the Steelers will be on ABC. I think they start at 7:15 or 7:30. And so that's why that is. But either way, we'll be seeing it locally. And, of course, if you're listening from outside of New Orleans, then you can find the Saints on ESPN. All right, let's talk before we get into the preview for the game. Let's talk a little bit about the injury report. Right now, the only two that are on it are JT Gray and Kendra Miller. Both are questionable for tonight, and I think JT Gray is for sure going to play, and I believe Kendra Miller is going to be a little closer to game time decision. So hopefully he does play, because I really think that boost is needed in the backfield for the Saints. Not to say Tony Jones Jr. and Kirk Merritt can't get things done, but I just feel a lot more comfortable with Kendra Miller being in there to split reps with Jamal Williams. On the Panthers side, J.C. Horn, he was moved to the IR, so he'll not be playing. And then DJ Shark and Taylor Moten are both were both limited in participation, and so they're questionable for tonight. From what I was reading, they're kind of expecting DJ Shark to be able to play, and not 100% sure with Taylor Moten. So we'll have to see, but that's phase one. So let's dive into this. So tonight, Saints are, favored by 3, and I believe the over-under was 39.5. I look for the Saints to, in this situation, I think the Saints are going to be able to put some more points on the board than what they did the other night. Hopefully Trevor Penning plays a little better than he did in the first half. It seemed, though, that his woes were limited to the first half last week, and they did a little adjusting at halftime to be able to help him out with what was going on. But you have to keep in mind, too, last year the Titans had the best rushing defense in football. So, you know, they have a really good front, and I don't believe the Panthers have that. Now, I would like to see Jamal Williams get going a little bit more than what happened last week. Last week he had 18 carries for 45 yards. I would rather see him anywhere from 60 to 80 yards in a game and not have to rely as much on throwing the ball. And even though I think Derek Carr did a great job, but he was under duress, I think it was 41% of his dropbacks. And I know a lot of that was in the first half, so –
we can chalk that up to the to fixing that with adjustments. But I do believe that the Saints are going to come out and have a better game as far as the offensive line is concerned. And I really think that's going to be the key to this whole thing. And, I think Derek Carr did great. And it's just a matter of keeping him upright and giving him time to operate back there. But I would really like to see the Saints get off to a quick start and get going right out of the gate. You know, it's been a while since the Saints have been 2-0 to start a season. It's been actually 10 years since 2013. So, you know, it's not a have to win, but with Tampa and Atlanta, shockingly, are both 2-0 right now. I think it is important to keep pace. And I think next week's going to be a lot more difficult of a game than maybe expected. Even though, and we'll talk about it more in a little bit, but the Packers got beat by Atlanta yesterday. But they played a really good game overall, I thought. And I just don't think it's ever an easy game when you go into Lambeau. So not to look past what's happening this week, I just believe that it's really important to start off 2-0 and be able to just keep firing on all cylinders, because really, like, looking at the schedule, there's really no reason why going into their bye week that they couldn't be 7-2. And I'm saying 7-2 as probably the worst that they could be going into that break. In that first bunch of games, you've got the Vikings, who can put a ton of points on the board, but they don't seem to be able to win. You never know what you're going to get with the Patriots. I think they play tough, and Bill Belichick, he always has his defense ready, and it is in New England. You have the Jaguars, who I think that's going to be a tough game. And the Bears haven't seemed to been able to put it together yet either after getting beat by Tampa yesterday. But I think it's very, very reasonable for them to be going into the bye week 7-2. And I think if you end up 7-2, you're doing pretty darn good. So tonight, yeah, it's a matter of I think – we need to be able to establish the run. I think the key to this game is the offensive line. And the Saints' offensive line, like I said, keeping Derek Carr upright, giving him time to operate. This will be Bryce Young's first game at home. And he's had some growing pains, whether it was in the preseason or even last week. My other key to this game would be to put a ton of pressure on him. Make him make decisions, make him be uncomfortable in the pocket. I don't think he's going to be nervous playing on Monday Night Football after playing in Alabama for his college career. So we need to get him uncomfortable, put a ton of pressure on him, have him make decisions and make bad decisions. And I think if those two things happen, if our offensive line holds up well, we get the pressure that we need on Bryce Young, I don't see any reason why the Saints can't walk away with a W. So we'll have to see. That's why we play the game, right? So, all right, let's take a break and get some news. When I come back, I'll talk about the other games that happened yesterday in week 2 of the NFL. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
For the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones, then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Now is the time to refocus on you. Take that first step toward total health and wellness. Call Kronos in Metairie. Kronos is locally owned and operated by expert physicians. They offer weight loss injections, a full med spa, and a fitness center. Call Kronos today for your consultation. Discuss your goals and put your plan to work. Call Kronos 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter Stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival Stage. The festival will also feature more...
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The St. Charles Parish Sheriff's Office says a man wanted on child rape charges in North Carolina attempted to fake his own death in Louisiana. Jeff Palermo has the story.
Sheriff Greg Champagne says back in August, they got a call from a man saying his dad went overboard and drowned while kayaking in the Mississippi River near Hanville. The man was identified as 41-year-old Melvin MD, but detectives became suspicious after learning he had pending child rape charges in North Carolina and was due in court that day. It's unknown how long MD stayed in Louisiana, but on Sunday he was arrested in Georgia. Authorities say he was apprehended after riding a motorcycle that did not have a license plate. I'm Jeff Palermo.
We'll have more on this story tomorrow. In DeSoto Parish, the sheriff's office was forced to close this morning after a possible fentanyl exposure. Three employees were transported to the hospital and are listed in stable condition. State police is assisting with the investigation and cleanup. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big-spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana treasurer.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Runnin' Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So before we get into the rundown from all the games yesterday, it actually just came out just a little bit ago that Patrick Mahomes has got a historic payday with restructuring his contract today. They restructured his agreement. If you remember, he signed a 10-year extension a couple of years ago back in 2020. For $450 million, which is crazy. But they restructured it, which will give him $210 million guaranteed between now and 2026. And that's the most money in NFL history over a four-year span. That'll be paying him, I think, like $52.6 million over the next 4 years, which is obviously with all the moves, you know, with Joe Burrow getting paid, Justin Herbert getting paid, Lamar Jackson getting paid. It had bumped Mahomes down to, I think, the seventh highest paid player in football. So Chiefs didn't want that, so they renegotiated his deal. So now he gets the $210 guaranteed, and he will be making over $50 million a year, which I understand because he's a two-time MVP. He's won two Super Bowls, been named the Super Bowl MVP twice. It is what it is, I guess. But either way, he got paid in the shade today, so there you go. Let's see. So let's talk about what happened yesterday. Some really good games. Actually, yesterday it was kind of nice. It kind of sucks whenever the Saints aren't on Sundays because makes for a long day of watching football that even though with sports betting and fantasy football, it's still not the same as watching a Saints game. You don't get as fired up to watch your own team. So those things help, though. Sports betting and fantasy football definitely help and with being interested in other games. But yesterday it was kind of nice because I just got to watch NFL Red Zone all day. And it's really good because you don't have to watch commercials. You know, there's always action going on. If there's a timeout or whatever, they'll flip to a different game that isn't at commercial. So I actually really enjoyed that, and I'm probably going to start doing that more often when the Saints aren't on. But it gave me the opportunity to really check in and get a good snapshot on some of the other teams. And the Packers Falcons game, that was a pretty good game. Obviously I was a little disappointed that the Falcons came back and won at the end, but I'm still not sold on them, even though they're 2-0, and I'm not trying to be the homer. I've said that last week, but I just don't think that they are what a lot of people think that they are.
And Desmond Ridder finally threw an interception, first time in his first, I guess he's only played six games. He played five games last year. And, well, I guess now that yesterday was the seventh game. However, Bijan Robinson had a great game. He looked really good. Had 124 yards rushing. Desmond Ridder, he was 19 to 32 with 237 yards, touchdown and an interception. I don't know. He doesn't blow me away, and I think it's just like the situation that the Saints have been in the last couple of years. You can have all of these dynamic pieces around there, but if you don't have the right person at quarterback, it makes it really tough to have longevity and win. And I just, without having a better quarterback than Desmond Ridder, I just don't see them being the team that the Saints have to worry about. Other than the fact that it's a rivalry game whenever the Saints play them. So records usually get thrown out the window on that kind of stuff. But I still think the Packers have a lot to offer. I think they are going to end up better than what was expected. Although they played yesterday without Aaron Jones. I don't know exactly what his injury issues are, but A.J. Dillon had 55 yards rushing. Not really much to write home about as far as receiving yards or passing. Jordan Love was 14 to 25 for 151 and three touchdowns. But, you know, they just couldn't stop the ground game of the Atlanta. Atlanta had over 200 yards rushing, 211 actually. And if you give up that many yards on the ground, you're not going to win very many games. So then the other NFC South game, we had the Buccaneers taking on the Bears. And as much as it pained me, I was pulling for the Bears just because, you know, they're playing an NFC South team. But they ended up dropping that game 27-17, and they fell to 0-2. Again, I don't see where people were getting that Justin Fields is an MVP caliber type of a player. Against a team like Tampa, he should have had a lot better of a game. He ended up throwing for 211 yards, had two interceptions, and then only ran for 3 yards. Their rushing attack was almost non-existent. They ended up with 67 yards on the ground compared to 120 for the Bucks. And I give credit where credit's due. Baker Mayfield looked a lot better than what I expected out of him. You know, he was 26 of 34, had 317 yards passing. Mike Evans had a tremendous game with 6 catches, 171 yards. But, you know, as long as Baker can manage a game and not have to do too much, they may surprise some folks too, and that might be the competition for the Saints in the NFC South, to be honest with you. So I don't know. But either way, Bucks win 27-17. And shockingly, I thought for sure the Bengals would come out and have a lot better of a game. Now, they started off slow, but picked up the pace. They ended up dropping the game 27-24. Joe Burrow had 222 yards passing, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Joe Mixon, 59 yards on the ground. Again, you know, you look at the rushing statistics between Baltimore and Cincinnati. Cincinnati had 66 yards rushing, where Baltimore had 178. Gus Edwards had a nice game with 62 yards and a touchdown, and I picked him up on fantasy, so good for me. Lamar Jackson finished the game with 54 yards rushing, 237 yards passing, and 2 touchdowns. I think a pretty much standard game for Lamar Jackson, but you know, when you look at some of the receivers for Baltimore, Nelson Aguilar was the number one receiver yesterday with 63 yards. Odell Beckham Jr. It only had 3 catches for 29 yards. I think they're going to have Beckham stand. He's going to have to show up a little bit more than that. You know, on the flip side, you look, T. Higgins had a nice game for Cincinnati. Jamar Chase, 31 yards on 5 catches. They're going to need more production out of him for them to be successful. And anyways, shockingly, Cincinnati starting off 0-2. There's a lot of repercussions of that, you know, especially in the AFC where there's so many good teams. And, you know, you talk about, even though this is, we're on word in week two, it still means a heck of a lot whenever you're talking about playoff seeding and things like that and trying to get a home game. And it's not an easy division that that the Bengals are in with Baltimore and Pittsburgh. So I don't know. They're going to have to step it up. And, you know, they seem to have woken up in the second half and played like the normal Bengals team, but they can't afford very many more losses. I think I read a stat that said teams that start the season 0-2 have a 10% chance of making the playoffs. That's pretty true, you know, if you think about it. It is important. It's important to win these games just at the beginning of the year, just as important as to win them at the end of the year. So that was a missed opportunity, I think, yesterday at home for the Bengals. Another surprise was the Seahawks coming out, going into Detroit and knocking them off in overtime, 37-31. Geno Smith, great game. You know, as much as I said last week, I thought that Geno Smith looked like the Geno Smith of old. Well, Geno Smith looked like the Geno Smith of 2022 yesterday. He had 328 yards passing on 2 touchdowns. Just an overall good game. Now, DK Metcalf, he left the game before halftime, I think, with injury to his ribs. He got sandwiched on the goal line and ended up leaving the game. Tyler Lockett had 2 touchdowns and one being a game winner. But, you know, it's going to happen. Jared Goff continued to be hot, 323 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, did throw an interception. But I don't know. It's tough. We're going to have to see a bigger sample size from Seattle. And truthfully, with Detroit, there's a lot of hype with Detroit right now, and I'm big on them for sure. However, you know, I still think they're the team to beat in the NFC North. Then we had the Raiders got manhandled by the Bills, which I didn't didn't surprise me a bit. I figured Josh Allen would come back and have a bounce back game, and he did. Surprisingly, he only had 7 yards rushing, and that might have been, you know, repercussions of what happened on Monday night and him trying to do too much. But James Cook had a great game on the ground with 123 yards. As a team, they ended up with 183. And then on the flip side, Vegas, they only had 55 yards. And what's really surprising is Josh Jacobs, who led the league in rushing last year, carried the ball 9 times for -2 yards. That's crazy. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Davante Adams left the game too with an injury. So not good news for the Raiders, but I'm still a little worried about the Bills. And I like the Bills, but I'm kind of worried that maybe they might not, their window might be closing a little sooner than expected. But, you know, we'll have to see. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about NFL and run down a little bit of the NCAA if we can get to that too. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter Stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival Stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit the BluesberryFest.com for details.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO. Hey.
Back with more of the Something to Say radio show. We're talking NFL, recapping the week two of the season, and we got about halfway through the games. Talking about the Chiefs, they looked a lot better than they did in week one, although not putting up a lot of points. You know, they put up 20 last week. They got 17 this week. It's a little surprising with them. You had a better game out of Patrick Mahomes. He threw for 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns. He did have Travis Kelce back, who had four catches for 26 yards and a touchdown. And I don't know, with it coming out that him and Taylor Swift are dating, I don't even know who the announcers were for the game, but my goodness, all the Taylor Swift references was a bit much. Mostly song titles that he was somehow slipping in there to describe the game, but... it was a bit much. I think Jacksonville is a good team. I really do. And truthfully, one of the better teams. I think the Saints are going to play this year. Christian Kirk had a good game for him with 110 yards receiving. Trevor Lawrence, 200 yards, 216 through the air, no touchdowns. I mean, that's a killer. He was sacked four times for a loss of 18 yards. Got to have some better protection. Also, they only were able to come up with 74 yards rushing again. You can see the theme. The teams that have the most rushing yards typically win the game. And, I don't think it was a very pretty game, but Chiefs got the job done, got in the win column. That's what's important. Another game that was – it was a good game, but it wasn't at first – the Giants and the Cardinals yesterday. The Cardinals were up 20-0 at halftime. And I forgot. I think it had been like since the 40s that a New York Giant team hadn't scored a point in the first six quarters and given up 60 on the other side. But what a hell of a comeback for the Giants.
They stormed all the way back in, outscoring the Cardinals 31-3 in the second half, and it was on. Thirty-one to eight in the second half, and played so much better. Of course, it came with a big fat caveat because Saquon Barkley left at the end of the game, and I still haven't heard what the issue is with him. It looked like it could have been a knee issue because the way he was tackled, his knee went in directions it probably shouldn't go. And also talking about a great game, but then again, the Broncos should have held on and won this game. Broncos now dropping to 0-2 after getting beat by the Commanders in Denver 35-33, which, if I'm not mistaken, they were at home last week when they got beat also. So two home losses to start the Sean Payton era. I don't think those folks are going to be very happy. But Russell Wilson did look better. It was just like they fell off in the second half. They only scored 12 points in the second half. They were up 21-3 at one point, and then lose the game 35-33. And although it was a lot closer than it should have been, because Denver threw a Hail Mary at the end that somehow found its way into Brandon Johnson's hands, and got a score. But Sean Payton, I think we talked about it a few weeks ago, him coming out and saying that, part of the reason why he left the Saints was because of Roger Goodell and the things that the punishments that he was laying on the Saints and things like that. Well, there was clearly pass interference on the two-point conversion, and it was not called. And if that means that the Saints are out of the doghouse, then so be it. I'll take it. But either way, the Broncos shouldn't have coughed that game up. That's absolutely ridiculous to have a 21-3 lead and lose Falcons. But Houston got beat by Indianapolis 31-20, and Anthony Richardson left the game with concussion protocol for the Colts, but they still managed to take care of business. And then you had the 49ers beat the Rams 30-23, although a late field goal for the Rams with little time left on in the game. I have no idea why they did that, other than the fact that the spread was 7 and they covered the spread. It was a push, and that makes me wonder why people do things like that, but it is what it is. And then Jets got clobbered by the Cowboys 30-10, and I thought the Jets might pull off an upset in that game, but I was completely wrong. Their offensive line, I don't think Aaron Rodgers would have helped them in this game. The offensive line needs so much work, and the fact that they only gave Breece Hall the ball four times, that's just ridiculous in my book. Dalvin Cook had the ball four times. Breece Hall had 9 yards rushing. Dalvin Cook had 7. Zach Wilson had 36 because he was running for his life. I think that they're going to be in a world of hurt. I don't think Aaron Rodgers needs to worry about getting ready for the playoffs for making a miraculous return, because I don't think it's going to be needed. And then the Sunday night game, Dolphins at the Patriots. A lot closer than most people thought. Dolphins won that game 24-17, and I don't think there was anything really that was surprising. I think the Dolphins, so far from what I've seen in the AFC, the Dolphins might be the team to beat in the AFC. They really might. And in the NFC, I hate to admit it, but the Cowboys look really good right now. 49ers look good. We're going to have to see. I still believe the Saints are going to be in the mix at the end as well. So hopefully tonight we get another W, and we'll be 2-0. So that is all the time I have for tonight. I'm going to get out of here. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, remember, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. I'll talk to you then.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
When you get knocked down, you gotta get...
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.